You can find a used bookstore in almost any resort town. Usually they're slightly seedy places that stay in business by peddling the moldy bestsellers of summer's past to vacationers searching for a good read. But commentator Maureen Corrigan says that some of these bookstores contain more than just the collected works of Herman Walk, and if you don't mind getting a little dirty, you might just unearth some buried mystery treasures.
For a week every summer, I share a house down the Jersey Shore with a bunch of old friends. Along with lots of gossip and sunblock, we all bring something else on vacation, a beach book. One book usually lasts the week, but a few years ago, it rained for a record 6 days. There was nothing to do but eat potato chips, get on each other's nerves, and read. And so every day, some of us would wade over to the nearby used book shack and search for good mysteries. That shack was thick with the odor of stale copper tone and dust and decomposing Danielle Steele novels, but it also contained a few masterpieces. Like an out-of-print novel entitled Beyond a Reasonable Doubt by C.W. Grafton. That's right, Sue Grafton, who writes the best-selling Kinsey Milhone series, owes at least some of her talent to Heredity. Her father, C.W., wrote this high-anxiety classic around 1950, and it was last reprinted about 15 years ago. It's a film noirish kind of story about a nice young lawyer who commits murder and then decides to defend himself. I haven't read John Grisham's legal thrillers yet, but I have read Scott Turow's, and believe me, Grafton's courtroom scenes are so spine-tingling. They make Turow's read like the transcripts from a whiplash trial. Celia Fremlin's English mystery, The Hours Before Dawn, may remind you of that backlash movie hit of last summer, The Hand That Rocks the Cradle. But in this 1958 mother versus murderer face-off, the gender politics are more enlightened. The Hours Before Dawn presents one of the most sympathetic, least romanticized depictions of motherhood that I've ever read. Poor, exhausted Louise Henderson has a newborn son who cries every night. As Fremlin writes, Louise is so sleep-deprived that she's pushed over some invisible frontier where everything takes on the quality of a dream. In her receptive, half-conscious state, Louise begins to sense that someone evil is watching her. Is it just her imagination? Or is it that new boarder, schoolteacher Vera Brandon? The Hours Before Dawn is in print, though it's hard to find. The salt-encrusted first edition I stumbled upon has a cover blurb from the Yorkshire Post that praises the book as very funny and unusually menacing. I'd second that emotion. Even though The Vanished Child was just published last year, it's already on remainder shelves. This novel is set in 1906, and the beautiful hardcover edition looks like it was printed back then. Author Sarah Smith does a finely tuned imitation of Edith Wharton in her spookier moments. This story concerns a double murder, a missing child, and the legacy of madness. The Vanished Child is scheduled to come out this fall in paperback, if you can wait that long. For those of you whose dust allergies keep you from prowling used bookstores, here's a fresh mystery tip. Anna's book by Ruth Rendell, writing as Barbara Vine. It's due in bookstores any minute now. The greatest compliment a reviewer can pay a book is to say, "It was so good, I stopped taking notes." Anna's book was so good, I never started. Here's hoping for rain on your vacation.
Maureen Corrigan teaches at Georgetown University. This is Fresh Air.